Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, indeed. We're picking back up with New Morning Mercies, and Tori's just going to take it from here.
Yes, y'all. Let's do it. This is what it says. Corporate worship is designed to instill vertical hope where horizontal hope has been dashed. One of the themes of this devotional is hope. Every human being is hardwired and concerned about hope. We're all in a constant search for hope that delivers and lasts. We're all a bit discouraged and paralyzed when our hopes are dashed. When one hope dies, we grab hold of another hope as fast as we can. The Bible is a hope story. It is about hope misplaced and hope found. It is about hope that cannot deliver and hope that gives you everything that you need. It is about where not to look for hope and the only place where true hope can be found. The great hope drama of the Bible is summarized by a few very important words that are buried in the middle of the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans in Romans 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Notice what Paul does here. He connects our hope to our justification. We have hope because by grace we have been forgiven and accepted by the one who holds everything we need. He connects our hope to the glory of God. Our hope is that God will complete his work, getting the glory that he is due. His glory is our good. He connects our hope to our suffering. There is even hope in suffering because in that suffering, the God who is our hope is doing good things in us and for us. He says that our vertical hope, hope in God, will never put us to shame. This means that all other forms of hope fail us in some way. Hope in created things never delivers what hope in the Creator can. He connects our hope to the Holy Spirit who lives inside us. Here is the ultimate reason that you and I have hope. God has made us the address where he lives. This means that the one who can do more than we are able to conceive of is constantly with us and constantly working on our behalf. Now, that's hope. As you worship God with other believers and hear the truths of his word proclaimed, your hope will be rekindled.
Yeah, I think this is pretty self-explanatory. I think the big thing, we've talked about it before, is just do we handle things differently than non-believers? Mm-hmm. And not in like a competition type way, right? Where I'm not trying to put down people who don't believe in God.
Set apart way.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to say is we have a hope that goes beyond the natural. Mm-hmm. It goes into the supernatural. And we believe that we have this supernatural connection with the living holy God. We have a personal connection with him. He's our heavenly Father. He has saved us. He redeemed us. He accepts us. He adopted us. He's there for us. And he sent himself to dwell within us as we navigate life. And so I guess I just want to encourage you all to think to yourself, as I handle small issues or as I handle big ones, am I reflecting being a temple of the living God? And maybe the answer sometimes, maybe it's never, maybe it's, yeah, I'm doing really well with that. But the thing is, just always be asking ourselves that question is, do I look different? Because we have the access to look different, to sound different, to talk different, to think different, but are we doing so? Mm-hmm. Or are we just stopping at part one, which is, yes, I received salvation, and then we don't live differently because we're not seeking sanctification to live and act in accordance to how the Holy Spirit's working inside of us daily, hourly, minutely. And I think that's kind of my thing right now is just like, do I look and sound different thanks to the living God living inside of me? Or am I just saved and I'm just living my own life,
yeah,
just waiting for heaven one day?
Yeah. That's so good. I honestly don't have much to add. I feel like that was really great.
You're welcome. I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing everyone. If you can't see me on YouTube, I'm smiling. Anyways, well, are you ready to pray something out?
I am. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that you always give us something to hope in. Father, hope in you. Hope in suffering. Hope in times of joy. Father, we always have hope because you are our living creator God. You're in it all. You're always working. And the fact that you live inside of us is something that should continually bring us to our knees in worship, Father. Lord, I thank you for who you are, what you're doing, and what you have in store. Lord, we surrender it all to you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. When now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to Lord?
Yes, and y'all don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Adios.